This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Sometimes managers want to let their teams know their work's noticed and appreciated. Maybe that involves a long lunch, a little shopping afterwards. Brandon Smith is back this morning to answer a question from someone who's concerned about just such an outing. Brandon, thanks for coming in.
Oh, this is a good juicy one.
Let's get right to Susan's email. Here's part of what she wrote. My boss insisted that all of our employees go out to lunch and go shopping at a fashion accessory store afterwards. We were gone from the office for more than 2 hours. I was uncomfortable with shopping during work hours. I'm salaried. I have a good relationship with my manager, but this makes me doubt her integrity. How should I handle this? Now, we don't know the context, but does this outing strike you as problematic?
Doesn't bother me in the least bit. I get where she's coming from because
I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that a boss might do to say, team, we've been working hard. Let's just take right. a step back.
Okay. So because the boss didn't say, hey, this is going to be a team building event, we're actually going to spend a little extra time. We're going to do some things like shopping, but it really isn't about the shopping. It's more about us getting to know each other in a different way so we can be more effective back in the workplace. Okay, done. Box checked off. We get it.
And no, you think that's really what's going on here?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think that's the issue here. I think that's what's going on. Now, she didn't say that. So before we start going too far down the path, I will say there are a couple situations where this could be a problem. Okay, so normally I would say if this is the first time, no big deal. Now, in cases where this would cross the line is if this is a regular event. This is something she's doing every Friday with her team. That can be a potential problem. It further crosses the line if we're using company resources. And then the last one would be if because of all these lunch outings, there's not enough time to get the work done in the office. So now Susan has to stay till 7, 8, 9. She's got to make it up on the back end. That's also a problem because it's bleeding into kind of other aspects of her life.
But every once in a while, it sounds like it's okay for the boss to show a little bit of this flexibility.
I think every once in a while, it's absolutely fine. And, you know, bosses do these kinds of things with the intention of trying to get the team out of the office, trying to get them to bond, trying to get them to get to know each other a little differently so they can be more high performing in the office.
So let's come back to the key point here. Even if this is fine, Susan's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what does she do?
What I would generally say here is loosen up a little bit, Susan. Just kind of lighten up. Because what really is going on here is your boss is trying to get you and others to build a little bit better relationships. So assuming that's the case, let that unfold. You could probably benefit from it as much, if not more, than everyone else. Because it sounds like you're pretty all by the books kind of person. People probably don't know you that well. If the intent is really team building, go along with it.
Should she ask if she doesn't
know? She could. Maybe there's an appropriate time to ask and say, you know, and go to the manager and give her the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, you know, my assumption is we're doing this for team building, and I think this has been valuable. I'm just a little uncomfortable with the shopping. Can we think of another way we could achieve the same objective? And that might be something that the manager would be open to.
He's with us most weeks at this time. Brandon Smith teaches about communication, leadership, workplace culture at Emory University. Thanks a lot.
Looking forward to next week.
We enjoy getting your questions and topic ideas for our conversations. You can share them through Brandon's blog at gpb.org. You can also tweet us at the WDP Therapist and at JStuNews.